one of the cookies.
A spider? Is that all?
Ooh, scary. Well, I don't know what my dad was eating, but it sure was...
Sure was what?
I think he said it was ketchup.
His dad wasn't eating ketchup, Lillian.
Well, he could have been, Philip.
Will you guys just be quiet and listen?
Sorry.
What are we listening for?
This thing that keeps coming out of my mouth.
Something's coming out of your mouth?
Is it slimy?
I don't know. Do you see anything?
Well, not yet. Open wider.
Something's down there.
Yeah, and it barked at us.
Did you eat a puppy, Tommy?
I only eaten some of this stuff my dad was eating. And then...
I think Tommy's getting ready to pop, like a balloon.
Or maybe he's gonna blow, like a volcano.
Come on, you guys. Don't talk that way about Tommy. You'll scare him. Besides, there's no way he's gonna blow. That's just play. He's gonna blow! Run away!
Run away!
What's all the racket in here?
We're trying not to get Tommy all over us when he pops.
You dumb babies. He's not gonna pop. He just has the hiccups.
The hiccups?
Ooh, that doesn't sound so good, Tommy.
Don't you know any way I can get rid of them?
Sure, everybody knows that. All you gotta do to get rid of them is to have somebody scare you.
Well, could you do that for me?
You want me to scare you?
Don't do it, Tommy. If you give her permission to scare you, your whole life will be just a big, scary, scary thingy.
Oh, what else can I do, Chucky? What if I get to be all grown up and I can't play with my blocks or talk or eat or even drink from my bottle?
Well, I might be interested.
It'll never work.
What? Why not?
Because it's too hard to scare Tommy.
Yeah, he's the bravest baby ever in the world. What are you babies saying? That I can't scare Tommy?
No, they're not saying that.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, then. You just go on about your little baby day, Tommy, and when you least expect it,
I'll cure you.
Thanks, Angelica.
Hey, can we help you try to scare Tommy?
Yeah.
We like to say boo.
Sure, come on.
Now what are we gonna do, Tommy? They could be waiting for us around any corner, under any chair, inside any body.
That's the whole point, Chucky. I want to get as scared.
But Tommy, getting scared is awful. It's the worstest, most horrible thing.
I just hope Angelica is good at it. But in case she's not, I'm gonna go look for
what?
Scary stuff.
Scary stuff? You're gonna go looking for scary stuff?
Sure. I figure if Angelica scares me in a scary place, then I'll be really scared.
I don't think I'll ever understand him, even if I live to be 3 years old.
Come on, Chucky.
What are you doing?
There's a monster that lives in here. I hear him growling when he eats our leftovers.
Not that monster, Tommy. He's too scary.
I gotta Chucky, help me.
No.
Oh, hi, guys. Did you think of a good way to scare me yet?
I thought that was supposed to scare him.
Aw, nothing's gonna scare Tommy.
He's too brave.
Yeah, well, we'll see how brave he is when he meets the boogeyman.
Come on, let's go.
Would the boogeyman say boo?
No.
Oh, Tommy, what do you think she mean by the boogeyman?
I don't know, Chucky, but if he can get rid of my hippos? I want to meet them right now. Come on.
Oh.
What do you think, Chucky? Is the booger man more probably in the basement or under the couch?
Tommy, I'm not sure looking for the scary places is such a good idea.
Tommy! The booger man!
That's Boogeyman, you dumb baby! And now that you are here, you must help me find my head!
Your head?
If you don't got the head, how are you talking?
Never mind that! Now start feeling around for it!
No!
Yes! You'll know it because it's got mushy brains hanging out and big squishy eyeballs! There it is!
I feel them! It's the Booger Man's brains!
What do you think?
I think only Chucky is scared, and he gets scared just looking at his shoes.
Let's see.
I don't like this. I don't like it one bit.
Piscotty?
Angelica, you are supposed to scare me, not feed me.
I still think we shouldn't have said boop.
All right. I didn't want to do this, but Tommy leaves me no choice. It's time for the scare machine.
Scare machine?
It's gonna be the most creepiest, horriblest thing ever. And it's not gonna say boo.
You guys were right. I'll never get as scared enough to get rid of those hippos. I'm doomed forever. Unless...
Chucky!
What?
All those things Angelica did scared you, right?
They sure did.
Maybe you could teach me how to be as scared before Angelica comes back with her scare machine.
Me? Did you? You mean being scared can be a good thing?
You're my only hope, Chucky. Will you do it?
Yeah.
Demonstrate the scream. Now, tap me on the back.
Okay.
See? Now you try.
Okay.
This might take a little work.
Okay. Now put your hands over your eyes and shiver like this.
Like this?
No. Like this.
I'm sorry, Chucky. I'm trying.
Okay, now,
I am a monster.
I am going to eat you.
Monster?
Monster! Oh, no! Hey, a cracker. Oh, sorry, Chucky.
Open your eyes a little more. That's it. You're doing great, Tommy.
He's doomed.
Where are you going, Tommy?
And now, you will all experience the amazingness of my super duper scare machine!
Angelica, are you okay?
That was
was a big scream you screamed.
I guess you're at least as scared yourself.
I did not. I'm not some stupid baby. I'm a grown-up kid, and I don't get as scared, so just leave me alone.
Okay.
Hey, Tobby. Your hip-ups.
What about them, Chucky?
They're gone.
Hey, you're right. I'm all battered.
What do you think made them go away?
When all that stuff fell on Angelica, I got scared. Scared she might be hurt. I guess that's what cured my hip-ups. Oh, thanks, Angelica.
Off. Looks like he's back on his feet.
Hi, Chucky. Are you over your little cold? Oh, that's good.
Well, you'll all be glad to know that there won't be a leaf anywhere on a Pickles lawn this fall.
Stu, I know that keeping our lawn leaf-free is important to you, but...
Important? He's obsessed. He tried to wrap the trees in plastic last year.
Well, that won't be necessary, because I've just invented... the Leaf Lifter, a revolutionary self-propelled vacuum that automatically eliminates all leafy materials.
Had a machine like that in my day. Called it a rake. Come on, Sprout. Let's get you out in the fresh air.
I'm telling you, Pop, as soon as we get a lawn full of leaves, you'll see that this is much better than a rake.
Sure.
This is like Rake Plus. It's auto-rake. It will set the whole leaf removal market on fire.
Oh, dear.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Chucky. Wow, you look a lot better today.
That's because I'm not sick no more.
You looked terrible the other day. Your face is all funny colored.
Yeah, but now I'm all better.
And you had stuff coming out of your mouth and ears.
Yeah, but...
Remember your arms felt like Spike's nose?
Well, a little.
And then you bent over and held your tummy and funny noises come out of your mouth? Like that.
Oh, I don't feel so good. Yeah, you were that color.
Here, kids, I have some yummy apple juice for you.
What's the matter, Chucky? Don't you want any apple juice?
Maybe later. Right now, I think I'll just sit down.
Any day now, Pop. Just a few more leaves and... vroom! Leaf removal will never be the same.
Uh-huh. I'm still partial to the rake.
What are you looking at, Tommy?
Did your ball fall into the sky?
No, it's the tree. Those leaves aren't the color they're supposed to be.
You're right, Tommy. They're a different color. Whenever I see leaves on trees, they're green.
What do you think happened?
Maybe they jumped.
How come they turned that funny color?
Maybe they're sick. Chucky turned the funny color when he was sick.
Oh, well, that's silly. How could a tree get sick? Oh, no. It was me. I hurt the tree.
What are you talking about, Chucky?
The apple juice. I spilled it on the tree, and now the tree is sick.
Oh, no. And look, Chucky. There's even more funny color leaves up higher.
Oh, I'm sorry, tree. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Chucky, it was only apple juice.
Tommy, do you see any apples on this tree? This isn't an apple tree. Putting apple juice on this tree is like giving bird food to a goldfish.
You're not supposed to do that. That must be why Flippy had to go to the hospital in the potty.
What are we gonna do?
Maybe it needs medicine.
What kind of medicine do you give a tree?
I once heard my dad say this was Mabel's tree.
Maybe we can find Mabel. She might have medicine for it.
When I was sick, my dad gave me cough syrup. Maybe Mabel's tree just needs Mabel syrup.
Mabel syrup. I had that on my pancakes one time. Come on, let's go find some. Hey, guys, I think I found it.
Looks like pancakes.
Come on, let's try it.
Is anything happening?
I don't think so. Well, I'm getting kind of hungry for pancakes.
Is it working, Chucky?
I'm sorry, Tree. I'm sorry I made you sick and sticky.
Oh, don't cry, Chucky. Maybe it just takes time. You'll see. We'll come out tomorrow and the tree will be all better.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Tomorrow, and now it's tomorrow, and it's worse.
Wow, I didn't know there were that many leaves on the tree.
Don't worry, Chucky. We'll figure out how to make the tree healthy again.
How?
Well, Chucky turned a funny color when he got sick, but when he got us all better, he was a regular color again, right?
Right.
So, if we make the tree look like it did before it got sick, then it'll be all better, too.
But to do that, we'll have to color all the leaves to a regular color and put them all back on the tree.
Exactly. How hard could it be?
This is hard.
We gotta keep going, you guys.
Can we use this color for the leaves?
That's purple. We have to use a green. That's the color leaves are when they're healthy.
For that, you stopped on my green crayons.
Oh, mine are broke.
What are we gonna do?
There must be something green around here we can use. It's like a big crayon. Just pick some up and color on the leaves.
Ew, this crayon's too mushy.
Yeah, it's just making my fingers sticky.
Yeah, but it tastes better than other things.
Finally, sufficient depth of leaves to truly test the capabilities of the leaf lifter.
It's an awful lot of leaves, Stu. Even if your invention works, where are you going to put them all?
Not a problem, Deed. You see, this little vacuum packing attachment will condense a yard full of leaves into a block only slightly larger than my head.
Oh, look at the kids, Stu, standing over there with nothing to do. Why don't I pack up their lunch and you can take them to the park? The leaves will wait.
Deed, if you don't start taking up leaves as soon as they hit the ground, you'll fall tragically behind in the quality of your leaf removal. It's a well-known fact.
Couldn't you just do it later?
Honey, if Benjamin Franklin had taken time away from inventing electricity, we'd all be burning whale oil right now.
Oh, come on, kids. I guess you'll just have to lunch here.
What do we do now, Tommy?
Yeah. The mushy green crayon didn't work on the leaves.
Well, the ones that are falling off are the funny color, right? Oh, maybe if we just stick them back on the tree, they'll turn green again.
What's that?
Tommy, your dad's ragu is eating all the leaves.
We gotta stop it. It will never make the tree all better. Eat faster, you guys.
Boy, you kids are hungry today. I'll get you some more.
Oh, my tummy hurts. Oh, no! It eat up every leaf.
Boy, I bet the vacuum's tummy hurts, too.
Come on! We gotta find our leaves and get them back on the tree.
Do you think they're in here?
Come on, let's open it up.
Done in no time, guys.
Come on, Sprout. Edie wants you down for a nap.
Huh?
Hmm.
know, Deed. Maybe having a leaf-free yard isn't so important. A few leaves are good. After all, leaves are what make autumn autumn, right?
Well, I always thought so.
I have an idea. Maybe I'll forget about the lawn and take the kids to the park.
Well, that would be wonderful.
Have a nice time.
Thanks, Pop.
Sorry, Chucky.
We tried to make the tree all better.
I know.
Look, Chucky.
Hey, all the trees are sick.
But I couldn't make them all sick.
You're right, Chucky. You couldn't. I don't think they're sick at all.
You don't?
No. This has to just be something the trees do.
Then that means we don't have to do anything about the leaves.
I think we do.
So it wasn't sick after all. Boy, is Mabel gonna be happy.
Network is bringing you the most dramatic thing we've seen in a long, long time.
Just end it, Neutron!
This show is so good, it should have good written all over it.
No!
You will be on the edge of your seat until you move to the middle of your seat.
If you love me, you'll finish it now!
Catch all the drama. Jimmy Neutron, weekdays at 9:30 on Nicktoons Network. Not just cartoons, Nicktoons.
Last teacher.